We're going to locate something your nervous system already knows. Not a feeling you have to name. Not a picture you have to see. A quality, a texture, a sense of something being okay. Here's how we do this, and it's different from what a lot of exercises ask. I'm not going to ask you to remember a time you felt safe. If your brain doesn't store memories tagged by emotion words, that question is a dead end. I'm not going to ask you to visualize a safe place. If your brain doesn't generate images, that's just frustrating. Instead, I'm going to ask you to let your mind drift. Not search, drift, like letting a boat float without steering, and see what surfaces on its own. Close your eyes if that's comfortable, soft gaze if not. Let your mind go loose. Don't aim for anything. Don't hunt for a memory. Just wait. Your brain will offer something. It might be a fragment. A place, a time of day, a person, an animal, a piece of music, a texture, a quality of light, a sound. It might be very clear or very vague. It might be a word. It might be just a sense of stillness. It might be nothing identifiable yet. All of that is fine. Nothing is wrong. Just drift. Now, whatever surfaced or whatever didn't, I want you to check one thing, and this check is not about feeling, it's about conditions. Was there anything in that fragment or in that moment that was not bad? Not good, not happy, not peaceful, just not bad. The absence of threat, the absence of demand, the absence of something wrong. If nothing surfaced, that's fine too. Just notice, right now, in this moment, is anything actively wrong, or is it just neutral? Neutral counts. Neutral is not bad. Neutral is a resource. Now, and this is the only detection I'll ask for, is there any quality you can notice? Not name, just notice. Warmth? Coolness? Stillness? Quiet? Openness? Solidity? Lightness, or just the absence of something, the absence of pressure, the absence of noise. Any of these count. A quality can be purely sensory. It doesn't need an emotion label. If you can't find a quality, that's also fine. The thought something was okay is itself the resource. You don't need to feel it. You just need to know it happened. Now let's give this a physical anchor. Take whatever posture, gesture, or hand position feels like it matches this quality, this not badness, this okayness. If nothing feels right, just let your hands rest open on your thighs, palms up or down, whichever feels slightly more like nothing is wrong. Hold that. I'll begin bilateral stimulation, tapping. You tell me if the speed needs adjusting. This posture is now the signature of okay. Not happy, not calm, just okay, just not bad. Your nervous system knows this state. It's been here before. We're just marking it so you can find it again. Another set, same posture. Whatever quality is here, warmth, quiet, stillness, absence. Let it be here. Nothing to force. Let's test contrast. Shift completely. Slump. Cross your arms. Tighten something. Make yourself smaller. Notice if anything is noticeable, what changes. Or if nothing changes, notice that too. Now shift back. Okay posture. Open hands. Not bad configuration. Notice again, any micro shift? 1%? Just the thought this is different? All of it counts. One more set with tapping. Okay posture. The quality of nothing wrong. Open your eyes when you're ready. That posture is now your shortcut. At your desk, in a meeting, wherever your system gets activated, you can shift into this posture. It signals, right now, in this moment, nothing is actually wrong. The threat might be real, the pressure might be real, but in this exact second, you are not under attack. That distinction between pressure and threat is what this posture holds.
These recordings are brought to you by Dr. Antonio DaCosta. For more information, visit drantoniodacosta.com.